Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three, ho!
Hey, everybody. It must be Saturday night again around here, and time for yet another night with Daddy G. This is Gary Moore, along with Starzan and Curly and George and Groucho and whoever else I may be able to pull out of my sleeve or elsewhere. E-cocktails are ready. The chocolate fountain is ready. The only things missing have been you, so come on in and get ready for yet another night with Daddy G. Yeah.
Well, who's on first?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
Oh,
Thanks. You see, man.
Welcome to yet another night with old what's-his-name, yeah, me and Starzan and Curly and Groucho and George and whoever, you know, we're gonna have some fun bending some time and making this the shortest 2 hours all week. I see you guys all survived Thanksgiving, you know, I'm sure we all ate till we couldn't breathe and took a break and ate some more, and how ridiculous is that? Only in America, right? All right, let's get to rolling. I'm going to start playing some music as you guys come showing up. I got a great video, another video lined up for you. A little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of rockabilly we're going to do later. But as you're showing up, I'm just going to do a little of this. We heard this last week. I'm going to play it again. So there. We got a message just coming in. Stand by.
What was that? Shortwave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
It says this. Here you go.
The DJ accepts no responsibility for the next record. This is a request.
Here you go, Gia. Enjoy.
Still the warm wind, tired friend, times ago. there you go, a little Soundgarden.
Yeah, okay, Black Hole Sun. Okay, there's your request. Yeah, I'd look up. I hadn't seen that one before. Okay, the one prior to that was Caravan Palace, of course. Rocket For Me off their brand new CD. Get over to iTunes and download that one if you like it. Now, we're gonna switch gears here. We're going to shift back over to the next video, the Daddy G video for the week. And I'll place the link in the chat room. Go ahead and click the link. Pull up the player. Pause the player. And mute the sound. Bring the, you know, pull the player back to zero. Mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. That will let me know that everyone's ready. This one's really cool. And we wait for everybody. Wait for all the hearts. And I'm going to explain this one. You know, we play a lot of. And Mail to May's husband, Daryl Higgum, we've featured him before on the show, too. He's no slouch either when it comes to rock and roll, you know. A very accomplished musician, talented guitar player in his own right. And we're going to feature him a little bit tonight because Imelda is kind of off on motherly hiatus, you know. She's on her sabbatical, you know, taking care of that little baby Violet, you know. So we're going to give Papa a little equal time here. This is back when he was playing with Jeff Beck and Brian Setzer, and a great set, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, great rendition of this. So go ahead and pull up the player, pause the player, mute the sound, send up the heart. And when you've done that, I'll go ahead and cue everyone as soon as I find the file here. Let's see, where is it? Where did I put it? There, let's see. There it is. Okay. All right. We will begin playing in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Well, get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get in that kitchen, make some noise with your pots and pans. I believe to my soul you're the devil, and now I know. I believe to my soul you're the devil, and now I know. For the harder I work, the faster my money goes. Well, they shake, a rattle and roll. They shake, a rattle and roll. Everybody, shake, rattle and roll. You know it now, shake, rattle and roll. All you want to do right to save your doggone soul. Leo!
Hey. Thank you, thank you. No. I gotta say something though.
Thank you all so much. Thank you so much. I'm happy to
share. I gotta say something though. Where did Jeff Beck get that outfit? Man, that was just like, ugh. Anyway, yeah, Daryl Higgin, he's got it going on. Up on stage with some pretty decent company, too. All right, let's move on to the mix. We got a mix here. Hi, Judy. Let's get a quick shout out to the chat room here. Got my neighbor, Beth Ann Sanzalone. Welcome, darling. And Ford Prefect, hey, dude. And Gia and Issa. And Judy Tootie. And Miss Laffalot. Welcome to you, too. I haven't seen you in a while. And your friend and his, Professor R.J. Gumby. And Tex F.A. And as more people come showing up, we're going to have a little bit more fun. But right now, we're just going to get on to this mix. Welcome to the grotto. Have some more e-cocktails. Let's do this.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the grotto. We're going to start things off with a couple of requests. The first one is by Moody Blues and English Sunset. Haven't heard this one in a while. And this is from the album Strange Times. And we're going to take things to altitude with the first request, Moody Blues. Here we go. Welcome. Grab an e-cocktail. Here we go.
At the end of the road, you and I've decided they can wait for the requiem. We take it day by day. It's not the English way. I saw the English sunset.
There you go, Virginia. English Sunset, Moody Blues. Segueing into request number two from our dear friend Donna. Peter Gabriel. Tarzan has a girlfriend.
Oh,
out, Starzana. Starzana is after you. Plot thickens, ladies and gentlemen. Segwaying into request number three, Avantasia. Here you go, Issa. Now we're taking things to altitude. Here we go. She sounds a little bit like Maureen O'Sullivan for some reason.
We are the power of life. We bring the fantasy. We are the kingdom of life. And grace.
Your DJ has only just begun.
That's right. I'm going to take things out. It's with Jimmy Vaughn and Lou Ann Barton. I am in the mood for you, and I'm in the mood for you guys in the grotto.
Well, the rain is falling, and I'm feeling blue. So, baby, I'm in the mood for you. If love is calling, and I don't know what to do, so, baby, I'm in the mood.
Don't love me. Ah, but yes, I do.
Another day, another night got me thinking. What is it with him? He's naturally moving slow. I see him at the corner bar, am I dreaming? Surrounded by friends, it's got to end, I need to know.
Think of me.
Zelda May. I love you guys inside out, too. Still not sure about your entrails, though. Here's to the rhythm section. Little Club de Smalugas. Hip, hip, chin, chin. The beat.
The subject for tonight's lecture is rhythm. The beat, the driving force that holds our lives together. Without rhythm, your heart wouldn't beat. Without direction, without moods, and without shadings. And so tonight we say, hip, hip, chin, chin, the rhythm section. tonight we say hip hip, chin chin, hip hip, chin chin, hip hip, chin chin, hip hip, chin chin.
Look out, Starzan. Somebody's after you. I believe it's Starzana. I still think it sounds a bit like Maureen O'Sullivan, though.
Tonight's lecture is rhythm. The beat. The driving force that holds our lives together. And so tonight we say hip hip, chin chin, hip hip, chin chin, hip hip, chin chin. Hip hip, chin chin, hip hip, chin chin, hip hip, chin chin, hip hip, chin chin, hip hip, chin chin.
Pass me a soul. Little tape five, Soul's Delicious.
Nadia likes to smoke those soles. They are delicious. Back in the day, Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing.
In the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double ball time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. One more thing.
I have no idea what they're saying, but it's all good. Voodoo Daddies.
Come back soon, and I say, whoa, 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 whoa,
Swinging Stars in. Lose your reputation as a swinger.
To suit your needs, you should go to an architect, because behind every real home, there's an architect.
Times have certainly changed since I was a lad. That certainly wasn't what you'd find behind every home. Find a chicken coop, that's what you thought. Fooled you, didn't I? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, all of you.
I got it. Haddock. That's funny. I got a haddock, too. What do you take for a haddock? Well, now, sometimes I take aspirin, or sometimes I take a calomel.
Say, I'd walk a mile for a calomel.
You mean chocolate calomel. I like that, too, but you know, guess...
Now, suppose you don't happen to have the style suit I'm interested in.
That's impossible, because we have... all style suits.
Good, good. Happens I'm interested in a diving suit.
Well, you have me there.
I go to many dives later in the evening.
You mean your girl is 400 miles away and you turn down a date with probably the most beautiful girl in America who is standing right next to you?
I have to, I guess. No choice.
You know, that's like living in Las Vegas and going all the way to Cedar Rapids just to play bingo when the church goes off.
You know what? What the fuck doesn't begin to cover that?
Me, I'd walk a mile for a Hamel. Get things all the way up to altitude with a little Stevie Ray. Flappers out there. Time for a little tape by Flappers Delight. Depends on what you're flapping, I guess. Stars ain't flapping something.
Rendezvous, lead me to a funky place.
Tarzana is a flapper, apparently.
Ride with me. Get down on your knees for me. Get me in the mood for love. Fly me home to the sky.
Trying to tell her I am that man.
Hey girl, will you find that man?
Yeah, I will find that man.
Hey girl, will you find that man?
You betcha, I
so much.
Do the words political shitstorm mean anything to you?
Not particularly. Go with a little Sheryl Crow. All I want to do. Have some fun.
Look out now. Thank you.
lighten up, all of you. This is the Grotto. Goes again. With me. We've got some Jan Christie coming up, Groove of Ascension. And a bunch of other goodies.
Yeah.
my very own co-host on Monday's Healing Fountain Show, Jen Christie. Groove of Ascension. Thank you, Jen. Brilliantly done, Fleet Piece. Thank you.
Staying at home, waiting for you.
Little Imelda May, looking for someone to love.
For someone to love, for someone to love. Well, you're not here, but baby, I don't care for them. For someone to love, playing the field all day long. Since I found out I was wrong, well, I'm looking for someone to love. I'm looking for someone to love. Well, you're not here, but baby, I don't care for them.
I like this remix. Team Team, Rum and Coca-Cola. On you.
thing on my list tonight, airport security. Tired of this shit. There's too much of it. There's too much security.
This is an observation of Poop Your Pants Week at PSA. Here you go. Little George Carlin.
Inside of my bag for no reason and never finding anything. Haven't found anything yet. Haven't found one bomb in one bag. And don't tell me, well, the terrorists know their bags are going to be searched, so now they're leaving their bombs at home. There are no bombs. The whole thing is fucking pointless. And it's completely without logic. There's no logic at all. If you didn't take a weapon on board, relax. After you've been flying for about an hour, they're going to bring you a knife and fork. They actually give you a fucking knife. It's only a table knife, but you could kill a pilot with a table knife. Might take you a couple of minutes, you know. Especially if he's hefty, huh? Yeah, but you could get the job done if you really wanted to kill the prick. Shit, there's a lot of things you could use to kill a guy with. You could probably beat a guy to death with the Sunday New York Times, couldn't you? Or suppose you just had really big hands. Couldn't you strangle a flight attendant? Shit, you could probably strangle two of them, one with each hand. You know, if you were lucky enough to catch him in that little kitchen area before they give out the fucking peanuts, you know? But you could get the job done if you really cared enough. So why isn't they allow a man with big, powerful hands to get on board an airplane? I'll tell you why. They know he's not a security risk because he's already answered the three big questions. Question number one, did you pack your bags yourself? No. Carrot Top packed my bags. He and Martha Stewart and Florence Henderson came over to the house last night, fixed me a lovely lobster Newburgh, gave me a full body massage with sacred oils from India, performed a four-way around the world, and then they packed my bag. Next question. Have your bags been in your possession the whole time? No. Usually the night before I travel, just as the moon is rising, I place my suitcases out on the street corner and leave them there unattended for several hours. Just for good luck. Next question. Has any unknown person asked you to take anything on board? Well, what exactly is an unknown person? Surely everyone is known to someone. In fact, just this morning, Kareem and Youssef Ali Ben Gaba seemed to know each other quite well. They kept joking about which one of my suitcases was the heaviest. And that's another thing they don't like at the airport, jokes. You know? Yeah, you can't joke about a bomb. Well, why is it just jokes? What about a riddle? How about a limerick? How about a bomb anecdote? You know, no punchline, just a really cute story. Or suppose you intended the remark, not as a joke, but as an ironic musing. Are they prepared to make that distinction? Why, I think not. And besides, who's to say what's funny? Airport security is a stupid idea, it's a waste of money, and it's only there for one reason, to make white people feel safe. That's all. The illusion. The feeling and illusion of safety, because the authorities know they can't make an airplane completely safe. Too many people have access. You'll notice the drug smugglers don't seem to have a lot of trouble getting their little packages on board, do they? No, and God bless them, too. And by the way, an airplane flight shouldn't be completely safe. You need a little danger in your life. Take a fucking chance once in a while, will you? What are you going to do? Play with your prick for another 30 years? What, are you going to read People magazine and eat at Wendy's till the end of time? Take a fucking chance. Besides, even if they made all of the airplanes completely safe, the terrorists would simply start bombing other places that are crowded. Porn shops, crack houses, titty bars, and gangbangs. You know, entertainment venues. The odds of you being killed by a terrorist are practically zero. So I say relax. and enjoy the show. You have to be a realist. You have to be realistic about terrorism. Certain groups of people, certain groups, Muslim fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, and just plain guys from Montana, are going to continue to make life in this country very interesting for a long, long time. That's the reality. Angry men in combat fatigues talking to God on a two-way radio and muttering incoherent slogans about freedom are eventually going to provide us with a great deal of entertainment, especially after your stupid fucking economy collapses all around you and the terrorists come out of the woodwork and you'll have anthrax in your water supply and sarin gas in your air conditioners. There'll be chemical and biological suitcase bombs in every city, and I say enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy the show. Take a fucking chance. Put a little fun in your life. To me, terrorism is exciting. It's exciting. I think the very idea that you can set off a bomb in a marketplace and kill several hundred people is exciting and stimulating, and I see it as a form of entertainment. Entertainment, that's all it is. Yeah. But I also know that most Americans are soft and frightened and unimaginative, and they don't realize there's such a thing as dangerous fun. And they certainly don't recognize a good show when they see one. I have always been willing to put myself at great personal risk for the sake of entertainment. And I've always been willing to put you at great personal risk for the same reason. As far as I'm concerned, all of this airport security, all the searches, the screenings, the cameras, the questions, it's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can fuck with you anytime they want. As long as you put up with it. As long as you put up with it.
That is it. Right there, George, speaking to us from the other side. And speaking of eating at Wendy's, this is for you, Wendy. Yeah, I got the hint.
With love.
There you go, Wendy.
Thank you so much for
last call for E-Cocktails. I love you guys. I love you all. Have a safe evening. Drive carefully. Pass out the towels. Here we go. Last call for E-Cocktails. Monday night on the Healing Fountain. And Monday evening, the Possum Hour. Good night, everyone.
Did you ever dream? I have never dreamed. Dreams are not like this.